What's your occupation, current and or past? I am a naval architect with uniquely diverse experiences in the global maritime sector. How long have you lived on Bowen? I arrived on Bowen Island in 2012. Who inspires you? Real or fictional? I am inspired by people who enjoy leaving their comfort zone and use critical thinking and original perspectives to view current affairs, the human condition and the world. For me, Mark Twain, George Carlin and Ralph Nader fit this description and are on my Open and Live top 10 list as sources for inspiration. Please list any current and or past committees or organizations you've been a part of in your career. Throughout my career I have had exposure to strategic planning, budgeting, HR, health and safety, policy, QA, QC and CAPEX and OPEX committees and working groups. What are your non-housing related priorities for the next 4 years? Preserve and protect Bowen's natural beauty and authentic island lifestyle. Foster development within our means. Facilitate meaningful and regular community engagement. Review the efficiency of service delivery by the Bowen Island Municipality with the objective to dial back two-digit property tax increases through improved processes and best practices for asset and project management. How would you tackle the issue of affordable rental housing on Bowen? And, Bowen will be doing a full review of short-term rental policies next year. Do you have any early thoughts on this specifically, i.e., should short-term rentals continue to be allowed in secondary suites? I would focus the efforts of the municipality on affordable rental housing. This will require a reliable and current needs assessment, short, mid and long term for Bowen Island. As a start, support Birch, a fairly advanced project with the best chances to come to completion in the near term. Due to legislative restraints in BC, intergovernmental coordination is fundamental to the creation of a successful housing policy for Bowen Island. In my view, community or social housing options, as in units developed with government funding or subsidies, and operated by either public, nonprofit, or cooperative housing organizations are worth exploring. Such units would be reserved for residents with low to moderate incomes, and rents set well below market prices. Social housing units in BC are typically owned and operated by BC Housing. It all starts with a needs assessment. Property taxes are set for a double-digit increase next year. What will your fiscal approach be re? What municipal financial obligations are passed on to property owners? We need to take a close look at how Bowen's infrastructure is funded and what led to the unprecedented application of general surplus funds to a special user area for the Snug Cove wastewater treatment plant. Also, every project should be scrutinized as to proper placement in the must-have or nice-to-have category. Every project needs to be properly managed and optimized for cost reduction. The user pays principle should be upheld. This will help to reduce the overall tax burden to individual property owners. Assuming the land sale goes through, how will you advocate Bowen gets the best result from the proposed Cape Roger Curtis Park? That's a really good question. In my view, at this stage, we know too little about the property sale and the final plan of Metro Vancouver. I would advocate for a comprehensive impact study including the effect of crucial parameters such as marine and road traffic, numbers of campsites and campers, impact of additional road construction, water, sewage, health, safety, security etc. before any meaningful consultation can be held. This is to be paid for by the proponent and should produce reliable and broad data for our evaluation. I also feel strongly that BIM must engage with its constituents to obtain a clear mandate and objectives from Bowen Islanders prior to any talks and negotiations with Metro Vancouver on the issue. For now, I suggest to slow down and reject any attempts to force our municipality into a time frame that may have been established without our input and consideration of our requirements. What will your approach to tourism on Bowen be, and how would you strike a balance between the tourism economy and issues that arise from it? Ferry capacity, increased strain on island services such as emergency, etc. According to a recent survey on Bowen Island, there are some 600 licensed businesses on Bowen Island. Only some of these benefit from tourism. Certainly most residents don't. However, all of Bowen Island pays for the upkeep of the infrastructure that is absolutely necessary for tourism. We need to find a way to have tourism businesses and individual tourists pay their fair share of these costs. Additional cost are lost time due to ferry overloads etc. I would discourage any further growth of this industry on Bowen until we have established a robust mechanism to extract a fair share from the industry to fund infrastructure build-up, maintenance and repair. In addition, we need this industry to appreciate the capacity limitations that are inherent to a small island. Bowen's population rose by 600 in the past 5 years, and could pass 5,000 by the next census in 4 years. What is your opinion on continued population growth on the island, and the best ways to manage it? The Community Charter, which provides the statutory framework for all municipalities in BC, allows municipalities to pause development before adopting new policy or planning documents. Moratoriums for any new developments have been proposed in some BC jurisdictions. This may be a possible option for Bowen. I think our OCP provides a cap at around 7,500 residents for the island. This limit should be re-examined in view of affordable housing needs, shortage of water supplies and even sewage treatment options and global meteorological and climate considerations. We have to find the sweet spot that enables us to live in harmony and sustainably with nature and natural resources on our small island. Water, sewage and roads will need major amounts of work in the upcoming years. What will your approach to our infrastructure be to avoid surprise or rising costs? Professional asset management planning, best practices for project management and cost control, adherence to the user pays principle and a conscientious distinction between must-have and nice-to-have projects. What is your position on the Bowen Election Islands Trust referendum, and how do you want to see Bowen's relationship with Islands Trust change, or not, during the next term? Keeping in mind the group has applied to the provincial government for a full review of its operations, I feel very supportive of Bowen's place, firmly anchored in the Islands Trust. The Federation of Islands is unique in the world and designated to preserve and protect the natural character of our islands. We are privileged to live here, and with this comes a responsibility to look after these natural assets for the future. The Great Northern Management Report provides opportunities for improvement of policies and processes, and the Islands Trust is working towards updating its service delivery in accordance with these findings and input received from the public consultation regarding a renewal of the Trust's policy statement. I suggest voting no on the Islands Trust referendum, as the desired outcome of the proposed negotiations has not been quantified, and as in my estimation the cost of negotiating any reductions will outweigh potential gains, if any. And for fun, if you could pick a new animal to add to Bowen's mascot roster, which would it be and why? Quite frankly, I can't decide between the skunk and the coyote. Both wildlife features, as rare as sightings may have been, have created quite a stir on Bowen Island and continue to remind us that we are part of the Wild Coast.